Today is Wednesday, July 22nd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Breaking news, everyone. Big Brother contestants are currently quarantining for 2 weeks and also taking a COVID test to prepare for the season of Big Brother All-Stars. So I sent this. My phone apparently knows that I'm interested in Big Brother. There I am giggling again. My phone apparently, Google apparently knows that I'm interested in Big Brother because, you know, he spies on me, Mr. Google. So I got an article in my feed this morning on my phone, and it basically was a TMZ article that apparently is not there anymore, but I sent the link to Fatty, and it said that they're currently quarantining, and they're looking to do, let me see. It says, Big Brother Season 22 All-Stars arrive in LA for COVID tests, waiting for the green light. So exciting. So it looks like the quarantine and testing process will take about 2 weeks. They'll need a negative test before going into the house. So if all goes well, we're definitely looking at some sort of August begin date for Big Brother. So you guys can look for. But first, I couldn't even remember the name of my own show. I've got so many podcasts that I do. But anyway. Yeah, so exciting news. We love the reality TV, and you know, Mark and I are binging like everything we can possibly find on Hulu, Amazon Prime, and Netflix. We're going to run out of shows eventually. I don't know what we're going to do in the fall because I feel like all of my old people procedurals are not going to be able to come back until probably January or February at the earliest. Unless they do, you know, I don't know that they could. Do you guys think that they could get actual celebrities to quarantine themselves inside like a bubble or something and stay there for months while they record a show and not be in contact with anybody? Like just Skype their loved ones. Don't ever go outside. You know, all the production crew, everyone just like stay like summer camp or something. That's going to be what they have to do if they want to, like, you know, film movies and stuff like that. They're going to have to all just bring sleeping bags, and they're going to need to sleep in the soundstage. That's what they're going to have to do. All right, well, we have a voicemail. I was remiss. I didn't play this on Monday or Tuesday, so I'm going to play it now.
Hey, Adam, this is Daniel. Hey, I just had a quick question.
Hey, Daniel.
And for you on your little show, I was listening to Wednesday's episode, I believe, and you were saying that you should not mow your yard in the morning because it will ruin your yard. And yet, on your brand new podcast, Mix Minus, that I just finished recording with you, and you just got up to go and pee when I'm recording this voicemail, you said that you were going to get up early tomorrow morning and mow your yard. That seems to fly in the face of the advice that you gave to all of your loyal listeners, and I think we all deserve to know why that is. Anyway, I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Well, I did explain this to you already. Thank you for the call. Well, it wasn't really a call. Thank you for the audio file that you emailed to me, Daniel. By the way, you have a little bit of a hum in your audio, so you may want to get one of those, you know, isolator things or whatever you call it. I can't remember. Regardless, I think I explained this to you already because I think we had a whole discussion after you left this voicemail, air quotes. But I believe what I had read, and I could be wrong. It's been a while. I did this research and then I'm kind of a planner slash researcher and then I don't really follow through. Fatty was asking, and I don't think I answered his question, was I still doing Blender? And I get really excited at the beginning of things. And then I end up putting them on pause. The only thing that I've followed through in my life is trumpet and podcasting, I feel like. Well, and my career, I guess. So three things I've followed through with in my lifetime. But there are so many things, so many potential hobbies, so many learning things that I wanted to do where I bought a book. I'm like, oh, I really want to learn how to do WordPress plugin development with PHP. And so I buy a book and the book comes in and I read about a chapter and then it sits on the shelf for 5 years and then I donate it. You know, so I don't remember. I did some research at the beginning, but I believe what it said were there were a couple of golden hours for doing your mowing. And one of them was like between like 10 and noon, because at 10, the dew has had time to dry up a little bit, because apparently you don't want to mow your yard when it's too wet. Don't ask me why. And then, but also you don't want to mow it when it's too hot. So about noon is when it gets really hot outside. And so from about noon to 4, you want to not mow. And then the other window is 4 to 6, because they said it's starting to cool down, but it's not, for some reason, you don't want to mow too late in the evening either. You can get fungus on your grass or something. I don't know. I mean, I'm no expert. So yes, technically, 8 a.m. is not in either one of those windows. I don't care. I was recording Throwing Down at 10:30, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to throw caution to the wind. I'm going to mow at 8, because I wanted to be done by the time I started Throwing Down, so that when I finished recording Throwing Down, I could shower and be done with my chore for the day, or my two chores for the day. But I think I got heat stroke and I didn't accomplish my task, because I think I told it on this very episode or this very show that I had, or I might have been Throwing Down. I don't know. I have so many podcasts, you guys, and I hope you're not sick of me, but I run out of content because I just end up saying the same thing on every show. Fatty, you do not need to comment here. Regardless, I got up late because I drank too much when we were recording Mix Minus. And now I'm feeling I might have said dubious intent earlier in this episode. I hope I didn't. Anyway, I drank a little bit more than I should have when we were recording Mix Minus. I wasn't even drunk, but I get hangovers like nobody's business. So I had such a bad headache and I drank a bunch of water before I went to sleep. I only had 2 drinks, but I'm a lightweight, because I hardly ever drink. But anyway, I don't think I was really drunk, but it was enough to give me a nasty headache in the morning. So I got up later than I planned, and then also I had forgotten to charge the battery of the mower. Well, unlike a gas-powered mower where you can just run to the gas station real quick, you have to charge it, and it takes like an hour or more to charge back to full power. So then I had to end up finishing my mowing after Throwing Down, which was around noon. So I was mowing at the hottest part of the day. I couldn't mow later because I had a suits meeting later in the day. It was just a nightmare. So I felt pukey, and it was probably a combination of the heat and the fact that I had a hangover. And then it was just not good. It was not good at all. But no, I probably should not have mowed at 8 a.m. or 8:30 or 9 or whatever time it was that I ended up mowing, but I just made an executive decision that that's the time that I was going to do it. And that's what I did. So that, I hope that answers your question. So I don't remember if I told you, I think this is a recurring theme on this show, but I don't remember if I told you guys this or not, but I had good news because there were 3 of my very expensive switches that I had bought them as version 1 and they had a problem. And I knew there was a problem, but I had thought, oh, it was probably my bad. I'll have an electrician install them. I'm sure they'll work perfectly. And they installed them and all 3 of them didn't work the way they were supposed to work. And we bought them like 1.5, 2 years ago. So I thought, there's no way, you know, that the company's going to do anything about it. They're going to be like, nope, sorry, they're out of warranty. Well, the good news was I'm working with a guy who sounds cute. I don't know if he's cute or not, but you ever think somebody sounds cute? And then you're like, I don't want to ever see them because maybe they're not going to live up to what their voice sounds like. A lot of you will probably think that about me. You're like, oh my God, Adam's voice sounds so cute. But I don't want to see him in person because he's probably got a dad bod. Anyway, so he sounds cute, but I got good news because he said, if you can send me a video showing me that they're malfunctioning for this particular reason, we can send you a new one part of it. I mean, not the whole thing, but like the thing that'll fix it. We'll send you the new part. You won't have to pay for anything. And so I've already sent two videos to him, to Isaac. He and I are friends now. And Isaac has confirmed that he can send me replacement parts for both of those absolutely free. Well, I'm gonna have to pay shipping or something, but I mean, for the most part, free. And the third one, I have to get the video of it, and he's gonna do that one. So he's waiting until I get the third video, and he's gonna do them all at once. So the only downside is, I've already paid the electricians, and I can't make them come back. So I guess I'm gonna have to install these myself, because I don't want to pay for them to come back. I've already paid quite a bit of money. So, there you go. Yesterday was so busy. After I recorded, we had to go to the grocery store. So we went to the grocery store, and it was so busy. But, good news, everyone we saw was wearing a mask, because Walmart and the state of Arkansas now mandate masks. So everyone was wearing a mask. So I was like, because I want to tell you guys, I have felt really peer pressured. I've worn a mask everywhere we went. I've worn a mask since March. I've been wearing a mask, or whenever that was that the CDC said you need to start wearing masks. Mark and I have been diligent about wearing masks. And we don't ever go anywhere other than the grocery store and, you know, to pick up fast food occasionally. But we've been really good. But I feel self-conscious because so many people were not wearing masks. And I feel peer pressure, but I wear the mask. And I know people are probably like laughing at me behind my back or something. Even though they're wrong, it still makes me feel ridiculed. And so I feel so much better now because it's a law. Like, and Walmart requires it, and like all of these other businesses are requiring it. I'm like, oh. Now people can't judge me because I'm following the rules. So that was good. But anyway, we had to grocery, and that took a while because we had a lot of groceries we needed to buy. And then we had P90X that we needed to do. And then I had mounds. When I mowed on Sunday, I'm bagging the grass, but I pour it out in little piles all throughout the yard. And then we go with the lawn bags and pick it up. And we didn't get that done on Monday, so we had to do it yesterday. And then I still had to cook dinner as well. And so I did that. By the time we ate, it was 9 p.m. So tonight's not going to be quite as busy because we only have P90X to do. Mark did have a desk come in that he ordered, and he needs help putting it together. I don't know if we're going to do that tonight or not, but we'll see. But at least I don't have quite as busy of an evening as what I had before. I do have a couple of tweets. Hello Nessa says, I was counting my plates. Oh, she says, I was counting by plates for the Switch conversation. I have closer to 25 or 26 Switches, and my home is half the size of yours. So similar when I take that into perspective, and enjoy your house. You and Mittens worked for it. Thank you, Nessa. I thought it was perfectly fine to have 42 Switches. And then Mark Resist says, getting caught up on Geeky Gay TV. Seriously, does your new city not have a noise ordinance? No one in St. Paul can use a power lawn equipment between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. You know, I don't know. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.